describe the incident, when it took place, and what happened?
It was 1992, February the 14th, Valentine's Day. And General Powell was then the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was visiting Jamaica on invitation of the Prime Minister of Jamaica at the time. And we were transporting him, his wife, the U.S. ambassador to Jamaica. We were transporting them from our main base in Jamaica over to the international airport, where he was to meet with some of his Black Hawk helicopters. And it was when we were turning final that we had a severe malfunction on one of the engines, which caused us to actually end up having to come down without any power, any engine. So we basically auto-rotated and safely landed just short of actually plunking into the harbor.
All right, so it was an emergency landing.
Yes, it was an emergency. So we did not actually, we did not actually crash. I mean, there was no damage sustained to the aircraft from the actual landing, but there was major damage to shafts and as well as especially one of the engines.
And it was engine failure?
Yes, it was an engine failure of a certain type, yes.
When you landed, what did he say?
The first thing he did was he quickly whisked his wife out. I just spoke to him and I said, I thought I was looking at some young, freshly trained GI soldier, the way he very proficiently left the aircraft with his wife. And once the dust had settled and we were shutting down the systems, he came back and he spoke to me and he said that it was the second time he had crashed in his life and we had done a heck of a job getting the aircraft down safely. And shortly after, another aircraft came in, and without a blink of an eye, he climbed into another helicopter, and that was the last I saw of him until today.
Okay, now, is it true in his book he wrote about that incident?
Yes, his first book, My American Journey, he wrote about it. It's on the second page of his book.
Now, it's 20 years later, is it 2021? And you meet him today. Now, did he know he was going to meet you, or how did you introduce yourself? Or
no, he was. I think he had a heads up, and then we were in a line for taking personal photographs with him. And it was actually Gary here who mentioned to him, "That's the pilot that flew you." So we got a picture together. We greeted each other, and then. After he had taken pictures with everyone, I went back and we chatted for about 6-7 minutes and about what actually happened the day and just about life.
Did he thank you again?
Oh, absolutely. He said he wanted to thank so much for, you know, he figured the way it was handled was, it could have gone the other way totally.
And so essentially you saved his life.
I essentially did what there are two pilots, and we did what we had to do, yes.
And so you're very modest.
Well, you know what, that's what we're trained to do, right? That's what pilots are trained to do. They're trained to, in times of emergencies, do what they have to do as they're trained. So, in fact, when it happened, I mean, it was fairly routine in that we, you know, took care of the emergency, and it wasn't until we're on the ground that we, you know, started to go, wow.
Like, how did you feel about meeting him?
Very good. It was a great opportunity to, I mean, it was obviously something for both of us, a very significant incident that we experienced. And it was great that after so many years, and I think he appreciated it quite a lot, too.